Libraries, we take them for granted, right? They're just there. In fact, unless you need to go to one or you want to, you probably don't pay them much mind, do you? But our American lives are on the web now. We're so used to having almost everything we need in our lives on the web. What about your public library being there, too? I don't mean Google or Wikipedia. What if there was a digital public library in America? Or a Minnesota digital library? Well, they're here.
My name is Amy Rudersdorf. I am the Assistant Director for Content for the Digital Public Library of America. I always tell people that I'm sort of an IT librarian.
What is the Digital Public Library of America?
Okay. We look at it as three different activities or offerings to the public. Firstly, it's a search portal. So it's supposed to be sort of Google-like.
Really? Okay.
Except that it's bringing together a specific set of information, that being the richest of America's archives, museums, and historical societies, both big and small, and making them easily searchable for all kinds of folks.
So it sounds like another way of describing it is that it's the Google of libraries.
It is, but I would even broaden that to say it's more of a Google of museums and archives and libraries. So the other example I wanted to give you from Minnesota that I think is really exciting is that the Minnesota Digital Libraries has a very strong American Indian collection that includes, for instance, a 19th century Dakota Territory newspaper. And if we can bring that material together with the huge collection of American Indian materials at the National Museum of American History, I can't imagine a better and easier way for teachers to begin to bring these primary resources into the classroom.
More than 100 years ago, the telephone was amazing. It had, you know, a killer app, as folks like to say, or at least used to like to say. I mean, what innovation or killer app does the Digital Public Library of America or the Minnesota Digital Library provide?
Okay, well, that ties into what else we see the DPLA as.
Okay.
We talked about it being a portal for finding these materials, but it also is a platform that allows anybody to come in and build apps off of it. So our data that we're collecting from these institutions is basically free for use by anyone who wants to use it.
Jason Roy is the director of the Minnesota Digital Library. He described another revolutionary aspect.
The transition is to using digital resources, to leveraging the web to do your research. And so the Minnesota Digital Library plays that role in providing that online access. And this is access to uniquely held materials that, if not for us, would not be available for public viewing on the internet. For much of this stuff, unless you travel to that county or local historical society to see it, you wouldn't get to see it.
So, wherever you have a web connection, the Minnesota Digital Library and the Digital Public Library of America are open to serve your curiosity. For KFAI News, this is Will Wright.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.